Secho, kisha chasti, lei tzalti esatzen mecho min ashviyo, v'yata like, who saved you Aaron when you were captured? Who man also lecho the faisicho, who's going to come and appease you? And they were saying bad things about the Aaron. So that's why these people got hit. So it says, v'yach bom shivanish, they got hit there 70 people, v'chamisha melefish, and 50,000 people. So Rabbi Avuha and Rabbi Loza, Machloikas Rabbi Avuha and Rabbi Loza. Chadama one says, Shivanish Hoyu. There were 70 people there. For Chadama one said, no. Chadama Shivanish Hoyu. There were 70 people there. For Chol Echot V'yechot Shokul T'chamishim Elef. And each one of these 70 people was strong as 50,000 people. For Chadama one says, Chamishim Elef Hoyu. No, there were 50,000 people there. And each one of them was equal to the 70 Sanhedrin. So it says, Vayihi, ki tzoadu noisa yoron Hashem, shisha tzodin, when they saw that the Aaron was coming, so vayizbach shor Maria. They brought a korban, they shechted a shor and a Maria, they shechted. The korban of the Aaron. Fat animal. It says, Shiva Purim v'Shiva Elim. It says there were seven axes, v'Shiva Elim, Shiva Purim, and Shiva Elim, rams. Omer HaPapa, Bar Shmuel, Akol Psiyo Psiyo Ashor Maria. Every step that they took, they shechted another carbon, Ashor and a Maria. Akol Psiyo Psiyo Ashor Maria. Akol Shesh v'Shesh Psiyois, Shiva Purim v'Shiva Elim. And every six piers they took, then they brought seven Purim and seven Elim. That's how many Kavanas they brought. For every step that they took. So this, the Gemara says back, it can't be. Omalei Rav Chizdin came, if so, Milas es kol Eretz Yisrael Bamas. So Eretz Yisrael be full of Bamas, like they traveled through, come out a lot of part of Eretz Yisrael. So if every few steps they brought another Korban, they should have been full of Bamas all over Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Elo Omalei Rav Chizdin. Rav Chizdin says like this. Al kol sheish v'sheish psiyos, and every six steps that they took, Shor Maria, they shechted a Shor Maria, and al kol shisha sedarim shel sheish psiyos shiva porim v'shiva elim, and every cycle of six dorim, then they brought another seven porim and seven elim. Ksiv it says kidon, or ksiv nochen, or mevyechnam batchila kidon v'seif nochen. It was the same place. Just at the beginning they called this place Kidon, and at the end they called this place Nochen. Here, now the Gemara comes out. Nimsa Satoim, it comes out that you're going to tell me now that Shloisha Mine Avonim Hoyu. There were three different pairs of these 12 stones that were taken over. Echad Shehit Hekim Moshe Be'eretz Moav. One pair of 12 stones that Moshe Rabbeinu set up in Eretz Moav. Shenemar the pasuk says, "Be'evir ayardin be'eretz Moav, hoyo Moshe be'eretz haTorah." That Moshe went to explain the Torah. Well, the Halal Noaim, another place it says, "V'chosafta aleihem as kol divrei haTorah azos," that you should write upon these stones the whole Torah. So v'yasya be'er be'er, we learn out be'er be'er. So that was one set of stones that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wrote down the Torah, he put it in Eretz Moav. The Echot Sheikim Yeshua Batecha Yardin, another set of the twelve stones Yeshua put in the middle of the Yardin. Shenem Rapostik says, Ushtei Meshri Avonim, Heikim Yeshua Batecha Yardin. Yeshua put these 12 stones into the Yardin. That was the second pier. The Echot, another pier was Sheikim the Gilgal, that they took out of the Yardin to bring into the Gilgal, into Gilgal. Shrashi L'acha Shebonim Yema Mizbeach, Bar Evel. After they used those 12 stones to make a Mizbeach in Haravel, Kiflam ve'viyam le'Gilgal, v'kovim sham. Then they took those stones and they placed it in Gilgal. Shenem the Pasuk says, v'yeshtein mesri avonim eila shalakot that they took. That was the third peel. Tana Rabbonin, keitzad kosvo yisulat haTorah. How the clients will write down the Torah, Rashi says, ala Mizbeach v'Haravel. Says by the Har Evel, the same day they went over the Yarden, we'll soon see, right away they went to Har Evel. And it says there also they wrote down the Torah over there. How did they write down the Torah? So Rabbi Yehuda writing there, Agabi Yavonim Kisvu. They wrote the Torah on stones. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Uchasavtem al Ravonim, as called Divri Atera Zois. You should write on the stones the whole Torah. The Yachakach saw the voice of the Sid. And then they put lime around the stones. That's where they wrote the Torah. Oh, my Lord, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon said back, no, the Dvarech, according to your words, Heich Lindu Umois, Shalois Tayazman Torah. How did the Goyim of that time learn the Torah? So Drashi means to say, Hetiko is Torah. How did they like interpret the Torah? Halor lo nitztavu lo kaisva v'shivim loshen, el olovoi v'lamdoi kol haroitza. Just whoever wants to come and learn it. Shlo yipischem tel yoysen umois loymar, lo hoyo loynum eichen loymda. That there shouldn't be an answer for the Goyim when Hashem will say, how come you weren't mekayim the Torah? They said, we didn't know about it. We don't know how to learn it. So how did it be that they could learn it? So how was it possible? So Omar Loi was said like this, Bina Yisera Nostran Dem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a special amount of understanding. V'shigron Noitirin Shalem, V'shigron they sent, Noitirin Shalem, Drashi Seifrim Shalem, the Goyim sent their own Seifrim, their own scribes, and they're called Noitirin. Yeh, they Kiplu Esasid, and they peeled off the line, the Yesiyu, and they copied it over the Torah. And Adov was there, Nitchosim Gzadinim, Leber Shachat. Because of this, the Goyim got the Gzadin from there to be destroyed. Shehoyelhem Lilmoid Vulelamdu. Because they should have learned, and they didn't learn. Because they had the opportunity to learn the Torah, and they didn't go to learn the Torah. So for this, they got that's the Gzadin. We have Shimon Aimer. Agabe Sidko Svu. No, they wrote the Torah Agabe line. The Kisvu Lehem Lamato. And it was written on the bottom of it. Lamana Shalo Yumod Eschem Lasois Kechoel. Yo Lamato. Shemho Yechoesuim Bechuva Hoye Mekabu Noisa. That if they'll do Chuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu right away will be Mekabu them. And Omer Rav of Ashelo, my time with Rabbi Shimon. What's the Hezbo in Rav Shimon? So the Siddur Pasuk says, V'hoyu Amim Misrefois Sid. That means the Goyim, like, because of the burning line. That means Aliskei Sid, because of the Sid. In other words, they'll get the punishment of the Goyim because they should have learned the Torah that was written in this line. For Rabbi Yehuda Ki Sid, just like Sid, it means Ma Sid, just like line. Ein Lo Takon Yalusrei, for the only way you could do something with it is to burn it up. Is af oisa makusim, the same thing as goyim, ein lehem takon yelus reifa. The only way they'll be able to be fixed up is by burning them. They'll have to be destroyed. So Mar says, Kamar no zeruz agon, like all the times that we learned. V'shavisa shivyoi, they captured, l'rabbis comes to include kinanim sheva chutz loretz. That they captured even the kinanim from chutz loretz. Shim chozgum b'tshuva, mekabla naisan. That if they'll return to do tshuva, will be mekabla them also. Alright, turn over. Yeah, the Russia is going on the Canaan and the Chutz Lords, that if you capture them and they do tshuva, you could mekabla them to be gerim.